The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 18th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 Radio and also available on all popular podcast platforms that even the least popular ones even hold us. And that's 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since I opened it in 1979. And joining me is, of course, the guru, the common man, the PhD of the Waffle House,
yes,
perhaps Krispy Kreme, and now he's rising the ranks of Portofino. So
you ate
lunch over there.
I didn't. I've eaten there quite a bit. I've eaten there for years. I love their food. Did you say I'm the master's or the doctor? What am I?
You're just at Waffle House. You're not PhD of Portofino.
No, but Waffle House.
Waffle House PhD.
Yeah, okay.
It's called a PhD.
Yeah. Is there anything above a PhD?
Not really. No, it's just Ed Jones's level.
Because whatever's above the PhD is where I am at the Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the PhD of the Waffle House. Maybe I'm the non-holistic navigator for the Krispy Kreme world. Yeah.
Well, whatever you say is what I believe.
Thank you. How you doing today, sir?
I think hickory is blooming, and it's just giving me a tiny bit of a little sexy voice, so I will continue with that as long as I can.
So you have allergies?
I have sexy voice.
Call it sexy voice. Okay.
Yeah, it's called
S. So when people come in and go, by the way, Ed, I'm really suffering from sexy voice this time of year. What can I do for that?
You
go.
Well, it's called SV, sexy voice.
SV.
Okay. Yeah, they have instead of STD, it's SV.
Huh.
Sexy voice.
You go where you want to with that, man. I listen. I'm good. This is the part that's on the least popular podcast. We'll put the rest of the show on the popular podcast. Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have a little bit of events, just two that I want to announce.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Learning Rx, May 22nd. It's a Thursday from 6 to 7. Free lecture. Learning Rx has taught us so much about the different ways and pathways of how we learn. And that means that if we don't have good attentions, we don't have comprehensiveness, then we might want to test those. And Learning Rx can determine where the weak part of learning is.
Mm-hmm.
And just like in the gym for you and I, Clint, you go in there, if you have weak thighs like I do, then you do the exercises to strengthen those.
Right.
On the next one is lectures May 28th on a Wednesday, a company called True Grace, family-owned operation. I just absolutely adore their ethics, their quality, and the owner is going to be talking about how to age gracefully and live fully. There's a product called ergothionine, and, you know, I really brag sometimes about, I feel like I'm really well-read and really have depth of nutritional knowledge. This one kind of escaped me, and Katie told me about it, and I was like, I've only seen the headlines, but when I look it up, it is a true anti-aging nutrient, and I now am taking it because of that reason. So they'll be there 5:30.
How long have you been taking it?
2 days.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if you could what the expected results would be. I don't know what the outcome's supposed to be with that. But that
so
sounds
do
great.
I look better than I did 3 days ago?
So how do you feel?
I don't feel quite as good as I did 3 days ago. So it's the fault of the ergothionine. Yep.
Don't kill your product like that. No, it's the hickory tree or whatever. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like Kirk killed our chewing gum sales last week with his.
I bought two packs. He didn't kill it with me. I got a pack out in the car. And I'm going through like a wood chipper.
Me too. I've had two already today, and I've never chewed gum.
Yeah.
But that freaking chewing gum that we have. I don't know. I love the way it squirts in the mouth, and just the xylitol. Xylitol kills the bacteria that we don't need in our mouth. So
I don't know what it is, but I go through it. I can tell you that.
Instagram, we had a really good run on our social media. We get about 1 million views total for everything added up. But the one that I did, or You aren't here because I have to do Dr. Colleen Smith, which is the veterinarian at CHI.
Right.
She only can come in on a different day of the week. So I have her on here, just her and I. And then Cody came over and videoed it. Got a ton of views. And the title is The Grain-Free Diet Myth Debunked. There's a real myth going around that grain-free will hurt your pet. And she is so knowledgeable and has such good wisdom when it comes to advice for your pet. So you can tune in to that Instagram on Nutrition World and listen to that, or you can go to Vital Health Radio on any of the podcast platforms and look it back up. Now, I know you told me, Clint, about a couple of your podcasts this week that just, in fact, it was so interesting. I didn't listen to them.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not.
Why would you do that?
But your story, I actually told it to at least three people.
Which one are we talking about?
About the Cody Womp coming into the courtroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we've got a podcast coming up next week. Cody Womp's been kind enough to come on Crimecast, and she's been on during the break. She was part of the 24-hour thing. But we also have a podcast coming up on the Crimecast that I host with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. It's about the Jason Chin trial that just wrapped up about a month or so ago, the tragedy of stabbing that poor Lacey Patterson, I think, to death 60 something times. She walked into the courtroom. She's the prosecutor locally with the actual suitcase. She's pulling it behind her, and it was just a very dramatic and a very effective way to do it. But we have those lead detectives coming on to talk about all the things that we may have missed in the trial, and they did a Dateline for that whole trial too, and they're going to talk about things that didn't make it to Dateline. And so it's going to be really a good podcast. That comes out next week, so thank you. Or actually, if you're listening to this on the podcast platform, it'll be out this week.
And how do they find it?
You just go to thecrimecast.com, or you can go to Nuga Podcast. That's with the S, NugaPodcast.com, and I have all of my podcasts on there.
Yeah. Super duper. You are the king of the podcast. You can help people be so comfortable, and you did. You certainly do for me also when it's just you and I and the other 18 to 80 and the other great ones that you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Got three of my employees that have been out of town. Did you know where they went?
Went to a farm of some sort.
Well, gosh, dang, I mean, I thought I had one on you. Mm, yeah. A farm of some sort. I don't know if that's headlines.
It's some sort farm.
Yeah, but this farm is not a farm of some set. It is a farm of regenerative farming.
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay? Are you all right?
I have a dry mouth moment.
Okay, you want me to get you a water? I'll be here to be your assistant. I'll help you, man. You're struggling.
I'm in a game today. I'm in a game with you, and I can see you're taking. It's like
I'm going to take full advantage of it.
You are in the ring, and all of a sudden you saw the opponent stumble 1 second.
Your left hand's not up near as high as it should be right now, and I'm just pounding
you.
You
are pounding.
Hand.
Yes, verbally.
I'll
pounding.
Let you go. I'm sorry. I'll let you go. My bad. But they are at this farm, and I know Amber's there. I don't know who else went. Amy, other folks, but I heard they were looking forward to it.
Yeah, Dr. Daring, Farah. Amber, I think that was all. I'm not sure. Mm. But it's so cool. It's Ancient Nutrition, the company, owns two different regenerative farms. I went to one about 3.5 years ago down way past Memphis. This one's up by Franklin, Tennessee. And Dr. Axe actually is partnering in that whole journey. But regenerative farming is to me, the creation of what we probably should be focusing on for the rest of our time on this earth. Not just organic. It's a little different. But it's if you want to learn about regenerative farming, I watched a movie going on an airplane that was just stunned me. It's called Biggest Little Farm. It's about a couple who buys basically dirt, and they turn it into a massive farm that has this balance to it. Regenerative farming is like the bees are balancing the birds, and the birds are balancing the coyotes, and all this works in synchronicity like nature could and should if we could do it right.
If we have to go back to where we used to do it, you know, it's really odd. I'm sitting around the table this past week with my kids. I got a 20-year-old daughter and a 26-year-old son. We're talking, and they just brought up, they're like, Dad, do you know how messed up the federal government's made farming? And I go, what do you mean? I knew what they were going, but they would have gone down the rabbit holes. And new generation, the seeds that you can't use that regenerate, that produce seeds, and how big corporate farms have kind of pushed out the smaller farms. And, you know, you can't keep so much of what you sell. You have to throw so much of your food away. And all that. Just these different things that I just let them go down the rabbit holes on their own. And I'm like, man, they're starting to see that, wait a minute, why are we making it so corporate? Mm-hmm. And why are we trying to control it so much from the governmental level? I should be able to grow what I want to grow when I want to grow it, and eat what I want to eat and sell it. That's I don't understand that. And they didn't either. So to your point, I think these kind of things are going to be the future. You know, I grew up with a big garden. We had a big garden. I mean, we had everything. We had a quarter of an acre, and a half of it was a garden.
Huh.
And we spent a lot of time out there doing that. And
your parents don't do that anymore?
No. Well, no, it's the time. Yeah, we hadn't done it in years because, you know, I grew up and went away, and that child labor gets... Yeah, child labor is effective when you got two of them. So.
I don't think your dad paid too much attention to child labor laws, did he?
No. He'll put your kid to work right now, too, if he could. He'd go, get out there and cut
my
grass.
My grandkids, 3 years old?
Absolutely. Get them over there.
No, funny. All right. Well, today I do want to have one whole, probably not the whole episode, but I've done some homework on pooping, and it's going to be a great episode to learn about bidets. And I have educated myself because I now own a bidet off of TikTok. Okay. So I'll let you know, Clint. And we're going to discuss the whys, ins and outs, and the good and the bad and the ugly of all of this stuff. And I want to talk about ghost poops. This is what I learned is something called a ghost poop. And we're going to question Clint Powell to see how his poops are and whether they're ghosty or not.
I claim the fifth. This is none of your business, sir.
All right, well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, you know what to look forward to. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for over 7 years. Hard to believe, 7 freaking years.
It's been a minute.
Do you do this, and then we're going into health. Do you ever go way back and listen to how bad you were about 10 years ago?
I don't listen to my podcast.
Okay, I don't either. So, okay.
I mean, I'm in the middle of it, so I know what it kind of sounded like, and I'm happier. You know, sometimes I may critique it looking back, but I don't go back and listen to it for that reason.
Nope. Yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot of good that can be served with it. I have listened enough where I feel like if I'm using too much Southern accent, I might want to work on that, or if my... I don't say uhs too much, but if I start getting into the stuff and not breathing right, those are things I would pay attention to, but not the actual podcast.
Well, and I've got enough people that listen that critique me that if I'm doing something really bad, they'll go, hey, you're taking too long to get to the point, or you're breathing too heavy, or you're using a lot of A's and fillers and stuff.
Well, the question for you is, do you know the bidet is a French word. Do you know what that word actually meant in French?
Clean butt?
That is a practical name, but that really wasn't the name of it back in the 1700s. I'm sorry, Clint. It is called a French word for small horse or pony. So when you do a bidet, you're riding like a pony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, just so you know, this is why America is number one right here. This is these kind of conversations. All I hear you saying is America, but keep talking.
Hey,
about your French stuff.
18th century France, it started because they were a society that was more into hygiene and...
The French?
They were, yes, bodily hygiene back then. I don't know now, but they were back then.
Okay.
And so, of course, if no one's ever used a bidet, and I actually have not used it in my whole life, and my friend Brian Connell, he bought one off Amazon or off something, and he put it in. He came back raving, and I said, maybe... And that was a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Well, he told his wife after he put it in, he said, I just want to tell you something. When you try, she said, I don't care about a bidet. He said, let me tell you, when you try this, you will come into my bedroom on your hands and knees and ask for forgiveness and how much I was right.
That's pretty dramatic, but okay.
It was. That's Brian. Yeah. And so the next day, she decided to try it. And, of course, she's a real comedian. The door opened, and here she comes on the floor. And she said, I am so sorry, master.
That's ridiculous.
And so she loves her bidet, as I do mine.
Okay, great.
I don't have it hooked up to hot water. But here's the thing. You know washing the dishes is better than just scrubbing it with a paper towel, don't you?
Okay.
Have you ever just scrubbed your dirty dishes with a paper towel and then put it in the cabinet?
Dude, I've been single for a long time. I was single for a long time before I got married. I've eaten food out of the dirty dish without even scrubbing. I just picked it up from the sink.
Oh, that's right. I am talking to the wrong man.
I was going to say, you might want to go
All I can tell you is that right now I feel so clean and hygiene that I will not go without it unless I have to. But I'm saying all this to say this. We need to really consider the health implications of a couple things. One of the big ones, and this is not a joke, this is something that's been on my mind for well over a decade, is you've got toilet paper that is full of forever chemicals. If you think the receipt paper at restaurants and stores, they're full of BPA and all of the endocrine disruptors. Toilet paper is not far off from being as bad as that. Well, you know what? There's one thing about putting this stuff on your fingers like a receipt paper. You putting it in places that you absorb. There's no doubt. And so what if, just the what if, I'll be long gone before this happens. I haven't seen any studies that they do correlate prostate cancer and cervical cancer with the chemicals in toilet paper. It would make total sense. So let's check that box, and what are you going to do about it? Well, there's different toilet papers made not from trees, one. And secondly, there's only two brands that I trust, and we now are selling one of them called Reel, R-E-E-L. And Reel is a paper that is made from grass, from bamboo. So there's no implications because grass is endlessly growing. There's no doubt. And it has zero chemicals. Now, we're going to sell it at 10% over
displays.
Cost.
I saw your displays. Yeah,
$17.99 is 10% over cost. And no one's going to compete with that because it is what we're
And how many do you know how many come in a box?
It's seemingly, it looked like there was 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty comparative. Yeah.
And so I'm a huge fan of using that paper if we can't do a bidet. And if you did a bidet, I'm going to bring up the fact that what about the chlorine and the chemicals in the water? So there's no perfect solution. You're either going to wipe.
Go sit in a stream. Let your neighbors get it, I guess. I mean,
there you go.
That's how we did it back in the day. If we're going to go but keep going down this road. Yeah.
Well, the stream already has more chemicals in it.
Yeah, you're screwed. Here. We're just screwed.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to talk about something that I actually learned because I spend time every single morning reading what I believe in. But this had to do, it was a title called What Ghost Poops Say About Your Digestion. I love this because I always love to be... I always love to feel like I've done the right thing. So I feel like with ghost poops, I have done the right thing. Okay, what is it? Ghost poops are bowel movements that leave no residue when wiping and sink in the toilet. And Clint is, don't look at me with that grin because then it makes me laugh. Okay.
Now, hey, Dr. Green.
Come back.
Jeez almighty. We've hit my threshold, sir. You're the bat signal's in the air.
Hey, goose poops are indicators of excellent gut health and proper digestion, showing your body is efficiently processing nutrients. And many digestive enzymes that prevent ghost poops stem, from poor diet, stress, dehydration, lack of physical activity, and the messed up gut microbiome. And then floating or sticky stools signal issues with fat absorption or gut inflammation. Well, regular ghost poops indicate your digestive system is functioning optimally. I love the word ghost poops.
Mm-hmm. I know you've said it a bunch.
I am.
You actually said goose poops at one time. I tried to correct you, but yeah, we're.
What's that stroke? That little small DI.
That's whatever's happened to your words today in your brain. But yeah, I'm glad we got to have this topic.
Well,
for 7
to get
minutes.
Really personal, are you a one wiper or are you like a
zero?
Seven
we're not
wiper?
Doing this
oh,
one.
Okay.
This
we're
is,
not
listen,
going there.
We can talk about a lot of stuff. We can talk about a bunch of stuff. The habits, the wiping habits of co-host and our guest is off limits, sir.
This new disclaimer is going to be added to the program.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I love you, Clint.
I love you, too. I don't. But even, you know what? Every good relationship has boundaries. And I'm setting some boundaries to you, Ed Jones. This will be talked about in your store next week. People will be coming in talking about ghost poops.
Hey, you act like it's no big deal. It is a humongous deal.
I don't act like it's not a big deal. I trust you. I just don't want to engage in a conversation about it. I want to listen as a fan, absorb the knowledge.
Well, the only question I have is, do you have a ghost poop?
I know. That's the only question you have.
And you're not going to answer
No,
that.
I'm okay, not going to answer. That's. I've had a lot of questions unanswered in my life. I've had questions. Why do people leave? Why do some people stay, right?
There you go.
Yeah, why does the sun rise? And how does gravity work? All that stuff.
Well, gravity works great on my ghost poop because it just does perfect, and I love my bidet.
Stretch this out to the full 10
and
minutes.
I like encourage that. People to get a bidet if and you get it. I actually got mine from TikTok for $52. Pretty cool.
You trust it? It's a China bidet. It's taking intel on your butt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
all your butt pictures are back in China. They're taking pictures of you.
Hey, lastly, on a little bit of the gut microbiome, a new study showed that it may have significant influence on stress resilience. It shows a definite, which makes sense, shows a definite correlation between the gut-brain microbiome system and mental health, which offers really new insights into treatment of psychiatric disorders. My prediction is you will be tested for your gut microbiome somewhere in the next 15 years when you have a mental or a supposed mental disorder, but even if just plain not feeling well, anxiety, depression, whatever. But the study found that highly resilient individuals had a certain unique gut bacteria that include more active bacteria in areas like environmental adaptation and inflammation reduction. I'm learning more and more that I really feel that if you had to put one word on gut problems, it's inflamed.
Well, you know, you have a coach at your place, Amber, who's so well-versed in this topic because she's got several tests that she recommends to people for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she'd be great to have in on the podcast again to talk about this because she kind of lived this world. She spent tens of thousands of dollars on all the medical options and tests, And she couldn't find any answers till she found the holistic approach and more of a bigger picture approach. And back to your point, the gut biome. Mm-hmm. Of so many things that we blame on, from joint pain to, you know, bowel problems to energy levels, all these things, brain fog, come from the gut. They can come from the gut.
Yeah. I think there's certainly other places they can also come from, but I think there's a partnership between the gut and most things.
Well, they call it, don't they call it your second brain?
Well, it is.
Yeah, I mean, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's it's in charge of so many things that we just don't think it's in charge of. We just dismiss it as it's joint pain. Well, it is joint pain, but where is it originating from? A lot of that is inflammation in your stomach.
And it's not going to get better with a cup of yogurt. So it does take some setting a system and a plan up, actually. I've gone through years of kind of pretending my gut was a piece of plumbing and everything was working just fine. Now it is a true organ, and it's no different than my other body parts, and I want to make it the best I can. Actually, yeah. Work harder. I need to work harder. In fact, I have gotten to a point now where I am totally cautious of never taking an herb that kills bacteria, because I know that it's also going to weaken my microbiome.
Well, you know, and I, and you and Amber can talk about this with much more substance. But a lot of people say, I'll take probiotics, but there's so many different types of probiotics. When you take the probiotics, and is that the real problem? Mm-hmm. Again, people are looking for the fast answer, and they think, well, probiotics don't work. Well, they might work, but there's so many variables in that, and so many other things that could be in working in conjunction with that you're missing out on because you've not taken the test or talked to somebody that knows more about it. Why do we think the stomach is, the body is less complicated than our car?
You know, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be able to work on cars a little bit, but now I can't do anything with a car. I don't know how to fix the stomach like that.
Yep, makes total sense, but not to some people. It doesn't yet, but it will eventually. I think AI and the treatment of health disorders has got to have a big influence on how people have to actually start focusing on some fundamentals that at this point they are tended to ignore. Well, last thing is, I keep saying this probably every 4 to 6 weeks, but having excess iron is a truly unrecognized health threat. There's a big lack of awareness, even in the medical community, regarding that, because that's why they don't really test sometimes the right test. They'll test iron, but they won't test ferritin, which is a storage iron. And just, I know this is very antiquated, but I have people who I trust that say this statement right here. What does iron do when you leave, you know, metal things outside? It rusts the metal. When you have too much iron in your body, it is producing a very high oxidant free radical damage that's coming from a kind of rusting within the body. So what do we do about that? Well, if you do have high iron or high ferritin, sometimes it requires you to go to blood assurance. Mm. And then sometimes it's a little more complex and you need someone to help kind of uncomplicate that to know for sure what you need to do. But what we do is, let's make sure that you are in a good range, which is not the middle range. You have to learn what those are, ferritin and iron. You certainly can do that at any lab, any doctor, Be Well Labs, any place you go into can do that. So throwing that out.
Yeah, I like Be Well Labs. I've been there several times. They've done blood work for me on a number of occasions.
They are top-notch, and they're getting so busy. The last 3 weeks have been, Marlene said, were the busiest three that they've ever had.
Good for her.
Yep.
Yeah, they deserve it. They deserve the business.
It's time to take a break. When we come back, I got a ton of notes to fulfill in your head about empowering you and your family for your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. And talking about lifestyle, and I know every human who is over the age of 40, probably everybody under it, but especially us old timers, Clint, remembers the slushies when we grew up.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Where did you buy yours? Did you have from the ice cream co?
Oh, we had at the truck. We'd come down the street, but also I got most of mine. The slushies, would you get them from the, I'd get them from the gas stations with my grandfather, or to get them at the ballpark when I'm playing ball.
Yeah,
we had a Coke. We get a Coke or cherry slushy, and if you're really lucky, you get the suicide where it's got a little bit of both.
Ooh.
The Coke cherry slushy mix.
What a rebel you were.
Oh, my gosh. Just, ugh.
Well, I love to look at this medical research on certain foods, and slushies, one of the bigger ingredients is called glycerol. And it's a common additive in sugar-free slushy drinks. And what it can do is trigger severe medical
symptoms.
Did you
say sugar-free drinks?
It's also in sugar-free.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. But in young children, it can actually cause unconsciousness, seizures, and low blood sugar on the low-sugar version, if you did it like that. And in the UK and Ireland, they found that nearly all affected children became sick within an hour of consuming slushies. Now, this was the no-sugar one. So they're using glycerol and no-sugar slushies, and these kids had no prior health issues. Glycerol exposure caused metabolic disruption, including low blood sugar and low potassium and high triglycerides. Avoiding slush ice drinks completely eliminated it in all the children, making removal of this one product a powerful step for parents to protect their children's health. And the dyes in slushies are...
In the 70s, slushies were typically made with a mixture of sugar, water, and flavored concentrate.
Wow.
Yeah. So, everybody, quit making, don't kill my dreams.
No, your dream was fine.
I would go into the store, though, again, different slushies versus the Coke and the cherry, but those were the original slushies. But, yeah, I knew you were going to kill the dreams of slushies.
How about Wonder Bread? Did you love Wonder Bread?
I still eat Wonder Bread every now and then. Okay. Yeah, that makes you feel happy. Look at the grin. He's telling me, you should die now, Clint. You feel tired now because Wonder Bread's terrible.
Hey, I love this. Terry Limeron, who is actually the owner of Terry's Naturally, he's 84-year-old, ex-Marine, and I've met him many, many times. Unbelievably vibrant and travels the world, has a girlfriend, and fit as a fiddle. He eats like I do, which means he's right. And so,
yeah, of course.
And so he eats 60 carbs Monday through Friday. I didn't know he did it. I think he copied from me. I think I discovered it.
Okay, cool.
He's taking credit for it.
Yeah.
But
Battle of the Nerds. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, go keep going.
He's doing 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. He just tons of olive oil every day, and he's going to die someday, but he sure has had a great life. But this was on his site. When people say about certain foods, oh, it's fine, I ate that when I was a kid, was the title of this. And under it says, no, you didn't, because it's a picture of Wonder Bread. What Wonder Bread had in it when you and I grew up, Clint, was this: wheat, water, sugar, yeast, salt, and butter. Here's what Wonder Bread has now: bleached flour, high fructose corn syrup, horrendously horrible sweetener, yeast, soybean oil. Oh, we've got soybean oil, which is a seed oil, which is what I totally know is damaging our bodies, our cardiovascular health, our mental function. Then you add calcium propionate as a preservative, dicalcium phosphate, calcium sulfate, ammonium sulfate, and calcium carbonate, and another thing called datum, which is a dough conditioner. Maybe this is why some of the other older generations seemingly were healthier. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? I can pronounce the ingredients.
Yes.
If I can pronounce them, I got a better shot of it.
Just like when you and I looked up the Alpo dog food.
Yep.
That actually spurred an entire show on foods in the 70s and 60s for pets compared to these days. Because, you know, if companies change things slowly, nobody pays much attention. So you just kind of accept it as it starts happening.
Right. I'm trying to look here.
And I want to talk about a new staff member, Leni.
Real quick, I just want to say this. Just so we know, this is the we call it benefit, right? In the 70s, Wonder Bread typically spoiled within a week.
Okay.
Two max.
I was wondering about this.
If not stored properly. Today, due to preservatives and other additives, Wonder Bread similar brands can last for several weeks, even a month, maybe a little more at room temperature.
Oh, really?
So because we just... we don't have to go to the stores often. It stays better. Like, it's better for us. It's not better for us. Go to the store more often. Get the stuff that spoils quick. You know, when you started reading that, I guarantee you they did that. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Anyway. Well, it sells more bread.
Well, but see, to me, counterly, though, that would seem to me to be, I would not want that if I was a marketing guy. I want the product to go bad faster, so you have to buy more of it.
That's true.
So I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure there's reason, and we're not going to figure it out here in the minute and a half on Vital Health Radio, but it's just kind of weird.
Well, I'll tell you something. The odd thing that I've never really knew the explanation was back when I used milk a lot, and I would have an organic milk last 2 weeks longer than a non-organic milk. I don't really get that, but it always had a 2 week later date on it.
Hmm.
And so something about the raising of the cow somehow keeps it more in check.
Yeah.
I don't know. And also on another site that I look at, do you ever use Head and Shoulders, Clint? Oh, well, that's right. You're bald. I'm sorry.
No, I still have shoulders. I still have a head. I just don't have hair. I want my stupid head to be clean. Good Lord.
Well, Head and Shoulders, I know it has a lot of chemicals in it. There's one called, I'm not going to pronounce it, but it's pronounced MIT. And this chemical is known to damage the nervous system. A study conducted by researchers at the National Institute of Health revealed that the brain cells of rats that came in contact with this MIT ingredient suffered neurological damage from which blocks neurons from communicating with each other. Dandruff's not good either, but I bet there's some better alternatives to that.
That's where I don't have to worry about it.
dandruff.
Check that one off your list.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about dandruff. Yeah.
Okay. What do you worry about?
Your ghost poops, apparently. That's me. Hey, womp, womp.
Yep. Somebody asking you about your poops.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. Like, hey, uncomfortable.
Awkward.
Yes, it is.
I know that it's stunning to even think about obesity rates, but dadgum, right here, this says some regions are seeing obesity rates over 80% of the population, and these are countries in Oceania, North Africa, and Middle East are experiencing the highest rates, with some surpassing 80% obesity. And the number one reason and two reason for this is processed foods and colas. Those are the two biggest reasons.
The two biggest, you know, exports from the United States. Try our red dyes and our 32-ounce Cokes that we used to, you know, were different back in the day, too.
I've never been a big Coke fan, but I do remember my dad.
No.
He would buy a bunch of them and just stock them in the basement for some reason.
I love Cokes. Oh, I used to drink them all the time. I had a Coke during the 24-hour.
I remember that.
And I had a headache. I couldn't finish it because they're not the same. Plus, there's something about a hot summer day and that small Coke glass bottle that's cold after you've cut the grass with a little peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a little watermelon my grandmom and granddad used to make. Oh, my God. But that cold Coke back in the day out of that glass bottle, they taste different in a glass bottle.
They do.
They just did.
No doubt.
And even when they put them in glass bottles today, for some reason, they're just not the same. It may be that I just remember being young. You know.
Well, we had a lot of wondrous nature in us during those young years.
I say this all the time. I think 60s, 70s, and 80s, go into the 90s a little bit, that was the peak of civilization.
For memories. Some ways.
Music.
For memories.
Creativity.
That's a perfect
movies.
Way. Yes.
Movies were just, you got to think, movies were just 30, 40 years old in the 70s. You know, they just really started coming into their own. TV, entertainment, all of these brand new things exploded in front of us. If you were anywhere between your, as a kid up into your early 20s, that whole thing just exploded. In order for kids to understand how big it was, if you were the age, if you can remember what it was like before the internet and you were, older when the internet exploded, life before the internet, life after the internet. You know what I'm talking about. There was life before entertainment.
Yes.
And life after entertainment. Once TV took off, everybody, it was a different world for everybody. Once we could get music easier, it was a different world for everybody.
It sure was.
Yeah.
It changed the way we felt about things that used to be a lot more special.
Yeah, I agree. So. There was a jump. We jumped the shark at some point in time. Yeah. I had this conversation with a friend of mine about music. I had him on a podcast, Out of the Chair with Matt Patty podcast, Josh Driver. We were just talking about how the 80s, now I can go to 12 different artists on YouTube and have 12 different very sanitized experiences. It's me watching a screen and my own emotions. But back in the day, you had to be in the bar. You had to be in the there was sweat involved. The air was muggy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
your
yeah.
friends, there was vibrations going yes. on. There was lighting. It was an experience. All the senses were engaged. And it was not, you were there, and it was about the experience as much as the music. Now, it's very clinical, and people just miss the experience. We don't have that anymore. Same with movies. You used to go to the movies, the big screen. Yeah, now I'm at home. Yeah. I like doing it at home better now. But there was something in the day about going to the movies, waiting for that movie to come, Blockbuster. You wait for the movies to come out on the thing. It's just a weird, man.
And we're so impressionable during certain stages of our earlier life. I so remember being at Eastgate Mall and watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, there you go. Because there's only three movie screens at Eastgate.
Only three.
Yeah.
And that was my heroes of the moment.
Yeah.
And watched it, you know, three or four times.
It's a great movie.
And I just I still love watching clips of it.
I love Butch. It's one of my favorite cowboy movies.
And if I had watched that on a tiny computer at home, probably would barely remember the name.
You would miss the experience. I will say, I loved Eastgate Mall. We used to go buy my tennis shoes at Loveman's, and I would put them on as a kid, and I would sprint to the other end. I think there was a JCPenney's at the other end.
There was.
And sprint back to show everybody how much faster I was, because I had new you know, Kangaroos or Converse Chucks or something.
Well, today they have different words for kids that do that. It's called neurodegenerative or
boys. That's what we call them
that
back.
True.
Yeah, the boys are that way. Yeah. Let the 9-year-old run. It's okay. Let the 7-year-old be 7. He's going to be fine.
Oh,
I hijacked your spot. Go ahead.
I love it. Talking about processed foods, this was a study in Canada. Nearly 38% of cardiovascular deaths in Canada are linked to ultra-processed foods, and they contributed 96,000 new heart disease cases each year. And eating, here's what really got me, eating just one additional daily serving of unprocessed food raises your risk of obesity by 7% and type 2 diabetes by 12%. Now, that's eating, let's just say a Twinkie, anything right. with a lot of carbs, corn syrup, and seed oils. That's what I call ultra processed. Where, I mean, the way to find the king daddy of all those is at gas stations. I mean, there's not a decent food at any gas station except that one that's opened up now, Weigel's. They have actually organic coffee. And they have some healthy foods. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
I call a little bit of a lie on this. The Texaco Fried Chicken over by 3rd Street, on 3rd Street, is
Texaco Fried Chicken?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's a Texaco station. The fried chicken, it's that's classic, man.
Are they using olive oil?
I'm sure they are. Whatever they're using, happiness and joy, contentment. And especially 1 o'clock in the morning, you get a little Texaco Fried Chicken. Woo, man.
Ooh, baby.
Crispy. I don't know. They're just cooking it in whatever mom cooked
it
in.
There's something about that taste. There is no doubt.
I love it. Yeah. I love a good piece of crispy fried chicken. Good Lord, help me.
Well, you could do the same thing with tallow, but just nobody's going to do it. Well, don't give me that look. You can. It tastes just as good. Tallow. That is beef fat, for people who don't know what that means. So,
okay.
After with that kind of look, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a few more tips for the future of all of us. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, and I'd like everybody to remember that Bert, the farmer, is out at Nutrition World almost every single Saturday, unless it's just torrential pouring rain or something. He has some of the best tasting vegetables. My daughter said she had made some squash that he had given her, and she said it tasted like it was from a sugar cane. It was so sweet. And I'm just amazed at the look, the quality, the taste of Bert's vegetables. Have you ever had them?
Mm-mm.
Because you don't really cook that much at home, do you?
No, I used to. Up until about 2 years ago, I cooked quite a bit. Now I haven't. I don't cook often.
Yeah, I used my toaster a couple years ago, and I microwave about a month ago to heat some coffee up. So that's the limit of my cooking.
Well, that sounds like an HGTV like cooking show. You know, follow Ed Jones. 2 episodes, 30 seconds, hit start.
Vitamin D, always speaking about it because of some people who don't agree with this, but most do. Most research points to the fact that it's very, very healthy and quite unhealthy to be low and getting blood testings away. But does vitamin D mimic the effect of anabolic steroids was the title of this. And it says that vitamin D influences key hormones like leptin, which has to do with your body fat, and energy balancer, myostatin, which limits muscle growth. So it plays a direct role in how your body manages the energy and builds muscle and burns body fat.
Huh.
And the optimal level, which is what certainly I agree with this too, is 60 to 80 on a blood test.
Mm.
So 60 nanograms per milliliter up to 80. I don't like seeing it closer to 100 because we just don't know for sure what's going to happen over that. And below 50, I think the magic starts fading away. There are a few people who just don't feel well when they're on higher levels. And in that case, it's called personalizing your path. That doesn't mean everybody is going to be exactly the same. It doesn't mean vitamin D is bad. There's a few people who feel better at 30 nanograms than 50. But the majority of people do very well at 60 nanograms. I have to get mine tested. I'm now getting a test about once a year just to make sure that I haven't slipped below 50, and I'm always hanging in there. But I do take about 10,000 units a day right now to do that. And there's people who would be ODing at that, so that's why we have to.
Can you OD on it?
Yes, you can.
You can take too much?
Yeah, what happens when you get too much is the calcium wants to deposit itself in places we don't want.
See, I didn't know you could OD on vitamin D. I didn't know you could take too much.
I will tell a story here that...
Because I take 10,000 a day. When I got blood tested, I was at 70.
Perfect. That's what you need then.
But okay.
Yeah. There was a gentleman who came to visit me, and I tell this story quite often, and he was an African-American, simple guy. He was about 65 at the time. This was about probably 12 years ago, and I can't remember his name for sure, but I love this story. And he came in on a walker, and I asked what was wrong. And he said, well, he broke his hip, but when they evaluated him, found out he had multiple myeloma, which is a type of bone cancer. Mm. The reason the bones broke was because he actually had bone cancer. It wasn't osteoporosis. Mm. So he asked me, he said, from a holistic standpoint, what would be something that I could take to help make me healthier? And so, you know, we can't treat diseases, but we can certainly work to help people be healthier. And anytime you have anything, if you're healthier, you're going to journey through that and come out on the other side in a better place. So I told him, I said, the two things that I highly recommend is medicinal mushrooms, which I spoke of endlessly for many years because they're true magic in regard to the physiology of our human body and immune system. And I was, and on those mushrooms, I feel like I tell everybody this, the dose on a bottle is maintenance. There's another dose called therapeutic. And those are two different doses, and they're usually not a therapeutic dose on a bottle. So you have to, generally, it's two or three times higher than the maintenance dose. So he said, okay, I'll do that. And I said, well, we carry a 50,000 unit vitamin D behind the counter because I wanted him to get his dose, his level raised very quickly. So I went back and bought the one behind the counter. I said, do this till the bottle runs out. It had 15 pills in it, so it was only 15 days supply. I didn't run into this gentleman for 9 months. One day, even though he came in, he would talk to Greg all the time. I ran into him, and he didn't have his walker. I said, what's going on? He just had a cane. He said, hey, they've scheduled me for hip replacement. They said, I am doing so much better, and I'm getting very minimal treatments. And I said, that is so awesome. I said, so just tell me what you're still taking. He said, well, I'm still doing the mushrooms for my immune system. And I said, what about the vitamin D? What did you switch to after you ran out of the 15 pills? He said, I didn't. I kept buying those. And I said, you mean you've been buying the 50,000 behind the counter for about 10 months? Yes, sir. That's what I'm buying. I bought it. Yep. I thought that's what you wanted me to do. I said, you have taken more vitamin D than any human living on the earth at this point, which is true. Yeah. No one would do that for more than 2 weeks. He refused to get a blood test. It probably wouldn't have mattered because there's only a certain limit it tests for. And ethically, I had to say, I'm sorry there was confusion there. I wanted you to do that for 2 weeks just for your body and your health and then switch to a lower dose. And he died 7 months later.
After stop?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Everything was so rosy, and he died 7 months
Holy
later.
Holy crap.
So I value the power of vitamin D used appropriately.
Yes, used appropriately.
Yeah. Kurt Vonnegut. He's an author, you know.
I know
he's really cool. It says, nobody will stop you from creating. So do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. That is the way to make your soul grow. The kick of creation is the act of creating and not anything that happens afterwards. I would tell all of you watching this screen, before you go to bed, write a 4-line poem and make it as good as you can. Don't show it to anybody, but put it where nobody will find it. And you will discover that you have a reward. Mm. I love creativity. It sets me in a place that I long for, and I do less of it today.
Are you a writer? Do you write stuff too?
I have, yes, a lot of writing. I use Evernote now, and I have about 700 entries into my Evernote, things that are meaningful to me in my life.
And they come from your brain and out?
Is that what it is? Okay, cool. Yes. I think it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
And I know you write poetry, didn't you say?
I used to. I mean, I write some every now and then, but for years I've probably written several hundred over my lifetime. Yeah. I used to do it heavily.
Do you keep them in one place?
Short stories. I've got them spread throughout the house and drawers here and there. And my mom's got a little envelope full of them I used to write when I was a kid. My grandmother was very, very prolific at it. And she got a couple of published in pretty big places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My grandmother could write. Yeah.
You used a big word there, prolific. I'm surprised that it came out so
Yeah, scary. That's how I spell it, too. B-I-G-W-O-R-D. That's how I spell prolific. Big word. That's my extent of how to spell that.
Oh, my. This was an interesting fact that has nothing to do with health, but this is under the fact site that I totally trust. A car going 5 miles per hour slower than surrounding traffic has a far greater chance of causing an accident than one going 5 miles over that. It says driving slower than the surrounding traffic is definitely going to cause an increase in accidents because it makes other drivers around you constantly brake and speed up, and it can be frustrating.
And try to go around and all
and the going around stuff. And how sad was a terrible wreck this week in Chattanooga?
So I'm leaving my sister's house for Mother's Day. We all met over at her place, and I'm driving home, and the traffic wasn't just backed up. It was stopped.
Yeah.
So I get off to go 24 to go over through East Ridge the other direction. And, of course, it's backed up because everybody lives here knows the back roads. Anyway, by the time I get home, my sister had texted me, said, are you home? And I called her. I said, well, I'm not. Yeah, what's up? She goes, well, there's something going on. I said, oh. And they had right there. It happened right there at the exit where I live at. And
which exit is this?
Exit 1 at East Ridge, coming from Georgia up. And it was actually had happened, I think, going south, but it's still that same exit. So going south, you weren't going to get out. They had it stopped. You weren't going past that. So I couldn't make it to my exit. But yeah, it was just
horrible. And for people listening who may not know, is an 18-wheeler, several cars, a couple car fires, several fatalities, a bunch of people injured. And it was, you know, they was caught on video, that one videotape.
No, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. The truck came across?
No, the truck just, from what it looked like in the video, which is still grainy, it looked like the truck just never slowed, that people were slowing down, stopping, and would just straight into people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now that's, again, that's,
yeah.
That could be, there's a lot of details in that you can't tell from that video. But either way, to your point, it was a horrible Mother's Day accident. It's terrible any day. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a family traveling up. It was just, it's a terrible thing. And then there's videos of people, citizens, heroic people that were trying to get people out, and they were getting injuries themselves trying to get people out while the car was smoking and on fire and stuff. It's just, you see the horrible of life, the horrible side of life, and then the good side of humans.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's a horrible.
And we still have heroes everywhere when it's
needed.
Yeah,
they were trying.
They may not act like it, but
they were trying.
The American people will stand up and help when
those people
can.
They've got stuff to live with. God bless them, because those people, you know, they were doing what they were supposed to do, and they were giving it their best.
Blessings to everybody.
Yes,
and all the rippling effects of that. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. So for past shows, go to your favorite and least favorite podcast platforms and find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of the day. Spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.